This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. A lot of the topics we cover on this show involve plenty of drama and down-to-the-wire decision-making. Debt ceiling and government shutdown, Greece and its debt crisis. I'm looking at you. You know that. Rarely, though, does Hollywood take notice of that stuff. Oh, no, they go for the flashy economic boom stories all the time. The boom up in North Dakota, the oil boom there is a case in point. It's the inspiration for the ABC series Blood and Oil and its showrunner, Rhodes Fishburne. Rhodes, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much.
Tell me, give me the origin story of this thing. How'd you come up with this idea?
Well, about 4 years ago, I read a story about the largest oil discovery in American history, which is happening right now in North Dakota. And I called a friend of mine up named Josh Pate, who is a screenwriter, and I said, I think there's a television show in this idea of a sort of Wild West boomtown happening in a place that most Americans have never been. And ABC bought it, and we were thrilled, and we were off to the races. And so that began the process, and then it took 4 years to make it happen. So I think of ourselves as an overnight success, 4 years
in the
making.
Yeah. 4 years is a long time in the world of oil. A barrel now goes for 45, and rigs are shutting down up in the Bakken almost as fast as they're able to do anything.
Absolutely. I can tell you that, you know, our show is not set literally in the present moment. It's probably 3 or 4 years in the past. So we're playing with that a little bit. But truth has caught up to fiction with us. I mean, we had a whole storyline about the Saudis cratering the price of oil and in our show and using that as a story to tell in future episodes. And the reality is that happened in real life. So we do feel that that oil time and dramatic time are often trying to outrace one another. But that's just the way it goes.
For all the drama there is in oil. So when you went up to do your initial research, what'd you find? What was it like up there?
Oh, my goodness. It was the most amazing place on earth. I mean, it was San Francisco 1849 gold rush set in the middle of the prairie. You could see all 50 U.S. license plates in about 20 minutes. And one of the observations I had about being up there was, you know, boom towns only care about if you're willing to come up there and really work hard. They don't care where you went to college. They don't care who your dad was. They care, are you there really to work? And that was fascinating to watch in the wake of 08, because this was really an oasis that just wanted as many hardworking people as it could find. And so it was a fascinating place. And when we initially pitched this idea, we pitched it as Fargo meets Deadwood. And the real place was very, very much like that.
Did nobody say to you, wait a minute, man, we did this in Dallas in 1978 with Larry Hagman and dun, 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 right? I mean,
well, no, because the thing that drew me to this project really was the boomtown speculative mania of the place. And, you know, I live in San Francisco, and so I'm sort of attracted to those.
Speaking of boomtown speculative mania, right?
Exactly. Boomtown San Francisco. And you could make an argument that America itself is built on a series of booms that get us excited about things and provide our expansion west. You know, that was what drew me, was that in boomtowns, people will do things and go for things and take risks that they normally wouldn't take because the stakes are higher.
Would you take offense if I called this a soap opera, a nighttime soap opera?
You know, I think that is what it is, and I think ABC has had a great track record of putting those together, and so I think I would not take offense.
Okay, so then now that you're not going to take offense, the question is, do we really need another nighttime soap opera when there's all kinds of really cool, great, dramatic programming going on out there?
Well, I mean, that's a loaded question for me. I think we need this nighttime soap opera for sure. The other ones, I'm not so sure about.
And not a bad answer. Rhodes Fishburne, Blood and Oil is the show. It airs Sundays. Rhodes, thanks very much.
Thanks so much, Kai. I appreciate it.